Good morning. Welcome to the bid openings today. My name is Elizabeth Koble. I'm representing the Department of Public Works for Nassau County. I have here with me
Stephanie Cirilli,
Linda Vocatura.
And who else is on the call? Frank?
Yeah, this is Frank from the Comptroller's Office.
Okay, and Loretta?
Loretta Denisio, Nassau County Public Works.
Okay, thank you.
Loretta, did you want
to go ahead?
Please, yes. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. We have three bid openings taking place this morning. A couple of things I want to mention. This is a bid opening, not a discussion forum. As such, we need silence while Elizabeth is reading out the bids. No crosstalk, no questions to be directed to her, unless it is absolutely essential in terms of repeating something that you missed. Please mute your phone. We hear everything. We hear all the conversations you're having. So please mute the phones. There are a lot of people on the line, and it's very disruptive. Please direct all questions after the bid opening to the project manager indicated. Okay? Also, when you're leaving the call, please do so after the bids are read.
Has left the conference.
There you go. Please
Mason.
Do so after the bids are read.
Has left the conference.
After the WIC has been read out loud, so it does not disrupt the process. There are a lot of people on this call, and it is very disruptive. I want to thank you for your cooperation and especially your patience. Thank you.
Thank you, Loretta. Okay, like Loretta mentioned, we have three bids today to open. So we're going to start with Goser Island Park, Downtown Revitalization, and Complete Streets. The contract number is H61139-01G. Our first bidder is CAC Industries, Inc. I'll repeat, CAC Industries, Inc. Okay. And the surety company is Federal Insurance Company. Again, Federal Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Okay, the bid amount is $1,971,720.00. I will repeat, $1,971,720.00. Our next bidder is Coastal Contracting Corp. Again, Coastal Contracting Corp. Their surety company is United States Fire Insurance Company. Again, United States Fire Insurance Company. And the bond is 10% of the bid amount. Amount here is $1,855,150.00. Again, $1,855,150.00.
next bidder.
Next bidder, J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc. Again, J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc. The surety company is Western Surety Company. Western Surety Company. The bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount, $1,594,842.50. $1,594,842.50. Next bidder, J.R. Cruise Corp. Again, J.R. Cruise Corp. Surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. To repeat, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $1,877,000.00. $1,877,000.00. Next bidder, Macedo Contracting Services, Inc. Again, Macedo Contracting Services, Inc. The surety company is Hudson Insurance Company, and it is the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount, $1,283,120.50. I'll repeat, $1,283,120.50. Okay, our next bidder is New York Concrete Company. I'm sorry, Corp. So New York Concrete Corp. And their surety company is Vigilant Insurance Company. Again, Vigilant Insurance Company. And it is for 10% of the contract price. Thank you.
right, do you want coffee?
The bid is for $1,787,000 and $16. Let me repeat that. $1,787,000 and $16.00.
Wait, can you repeat that?
I was going to say, everyone got that. $1,787,016. I think that one was better. Okay. Okay, next bidder, Jay Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Again, Jay Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount here is $1,927,000. $1,927,000. Next bidder, Quintal Contracting Corp. Quintal Contracting Corp. Their bond company is United States Fire Insurance Company, United States Fire Insurance Company, and it is for 10% of the bid amount. Kathy.
Has left the conference.
Okay, the bid amount, $2,049,532.00. $2,049,532.00.
Yep. So there are three the bidder this morning. They read the first one.
Excuse me, please mute your phone.
We are reading another the job. Okay. Not this one. No. The first one is just road, the construction. The project is road construction.
Please mute your phone.
That's different. That's three bidder, this three in the project. They're going to read this one.
Yes.
All right, next bidder, yeah. Roadwork Ahead Inc. That is Roadwork Ahead Inc. Western Surety Company is the bond company, Western Surety Company, and it is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount, $2,186,650.00. $2,186,650.00. $650.00. Okay, our next bidder is Woodstock Construction Corp. Ltd. Woodstock Construction Corp. Ltd. The surety company is QBE Insurance Corporation. Again, QBE Insurance Corporation, and it is for 10% of the bid amount. Okay, the bid is for $2,031,310.00. Again, $2,031,310.00. Okay, so if you could just hold on while I read the apparent low bidder and the WIC. So the apparent low bidder is Macedo Contracting Services, Inc. Bid, I will repeat, was $1,283,120.50. And their WIC, okay. All right, so their WICs is, they have Hink Electric Contractors for street lighting, and traffic loop replacement and pedestrian push buttons. And the amount is at $88,700.00. So that would conclude that particular bid for today. So contract number H61139-01G. If you want to leave the call and that's the only one that you were interested in, please do so now before I start reading the next batch.
Fernando has left the conference.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Which contract number can you read again?
You're about to read it.
Okay. As long as
George.
People have left,
The conference.
Anyone else? I'll give it another second or two. We're moving on to Cedarhurst. And I will be more specific as soon as I get them. Is it Cedarhurst? Yeah. Oh, fine. Okay. So more specifically, we're going to open the bid for contract Goser Five Towns, Cedarhurst Pump Station. Contract number S82015-01G. So our first bidder for the Cedarhurst contract is CAC Industries, Inc. CAC Industries, Inc. Surety company is Federal Insurance Company. Again, Federal Insurance Company. The bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Okay, for this particular contract, I'm going to read three different numbers. So the first number we have is the base number. In this case, it is $4,352,800.00. So I'll repeat that. Again, this is the base, total base bid, $4,352,800.00. Second is total alternate bid one, $4,392,800.00. To repeat, again, alternate bid one, $4,392,800.00. Then the total alternate bid number two is $4,419,000.00. I'll repeat it.
Galvin Brothers.
$4,419,000.00.
Galvin Brothers.
Has left the conference.
Our next bidder is Mace Contracting Corp. Mace Contracting Corp. Their surety company is Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland. Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland. And it is in 10% of the bid amount.
Oh, I was writing it before. I thought.
Oh, I did not.
Good.
Okay, so similar to the last. Different numbers, the first one being the total base bid. I've got here in this case $2,099,000.00. I'll repeat, $2,099,000.00. For the alternate bid number one, it's $2,129,000.00. To repeat, $2,129,000.00. And the alternate bid number two, $2,150,000.00. $2,150,000.00.
I'm sorry, but can everybody mute? There's somebody breathing into the phone, and it keeps cutting out whenever she's reading the numbers. Thank you.
Next bidder, Philip Ross Industries, Inc. Philip Ross Industries, Inc. Surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Okay, so the bid amount here for the first one, the base bid amount is for $790,000 and 0 cents. To repeat, $2,790,000 and 0 cents. For the alternate bid one, $2,852,000 and 0 cents. Again, to repeat, alternate bid one, $2,852,000 and 0 cents. And for the alternate bid number two, $2,873,000 and 0 cents. I'll repeat, $2,873,000 and 0 cents. Our next bidder, RJ Industries, Inc. RJ Industries, Inc. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. That would be Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And their bond is in 10% of their bid amount. Okay, so for the total base bid, $2,584,100 and 0 cents. To repeat, the base bid, $2,584,100 and 0 cents. The alternate bid number one, $2,598,700 and 0 cents. Again, the alternate bid one, $2,598,700, 0 cents. And the alternate bid number two, $2,617,700 and 0 cents. Again, $2,617,700 and 0 cents. Okay, our next bidder is Silver Wright Construction Corp, Inc. Federal Insurance Company is the surety company. Federal Insurance Company. And the amount is 10% of the bid amount. Okay, the total base bid here is $2,574,000 and 0 cents. I'll repeat, $2,574,000 and 0 cents. the alternate bid one, $2,584,000.00. Again, $2,584,000.00. Alternate bid two, $2,660,000.00. $2,606,000.00.
I'm sorry, can you read the total for Alt 1 for that contractor?
Alt 1?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll do that since I stumbled. Alt 1 was $2,584,000.00.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, here you go. That's fine. Moving along. Okay, next bidder, we have Thomas Novelli Contracting Corp. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company is the surety company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Base bid is $5,875,000.00. To repeat, $5,875,000.00. Alternate bid one, $5,925,000.00. $5,925,000.00. Alternate bid two, $5,975,000.00. $5,965,000.00. Let me clarify. $5,965,000.00.
Can you repeat the company's name?
The company? Thomas Novelli
yeah.
Contracting.
Okay.
Next bidder, Triumph Construction Corp. Triumph Construction Corp., Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, and the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Total base bid is $2,288,000.00. To repeat, $2,288,000.00. Alternate bid one, $2,303,000.00. Again, $2,303,000.00. $2,006.00. Alternate bid number two is $2,321,000.00. Once again, $2,321,000.00. Next bidder, WHM Plumbing and Heating Contractors, Inc. WHM Plumbing and Heating Contractors, Inc. The surety company is Everest Reinsurance Company. Everest Reinsurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The total base bid is $2,725,000.00. To repeat, the base bid, $2,775,000.00. Alternate bid number one.
Elizabeth, could you please repeat the base bid amount?
Sure. I'll start over. So the base bid amount is $2,725,000.00. The alternate bid one, $2,745,000.00. To repeat, alternate bid one, $2,745,000.00. Alternate bid number two, $2,775,000.00. Again, $2,775,000.00. Loretta?
Yes.
We're going by the base bid?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just sit here. Okay, so in the case of contract number S82015-1G, GoSurf 5 Town Cedarhurst Pump Station, the apparent low bidder is Mace Contracting Corporation.
Excuse me, how to spell the key, May contracting? How to spell the May?
The contractor's name is M-A-C-E.
Okay.
The base amount was $2,099,000.00. The alternate was $2,129,000.00. The alternate two was $2,150,000.00, and I will read the WIC. So, it's for Hink Electric. The price includes installation of any electrical claims, instruments and panels, short circuits, arc flash, and coordination studies, independent testing, temp electric per spec section 01500, in the amount of $203,900. I'll repeat that. $203,900 is the Wix amount for Pink Electric. And that concludes that, the Cedarhurst bid. And anybody who wants to exit the call, feel free to do comments.
To turn off the music,
press one.
Okay.
Has the bid for Silver Lake Ranger been read aloud yet?
No. We're
heading
to that as we speak.
Great.
So anybody else not interested in Silver Lake? I'm guessing that's where we are now.
Lewis.
All right.
Has left the conference.
I'll give it a second or two. Last bid we have on the docket today is for Silver Lake. So this is for Gosar Silver Lake Drainage Improvement, contract number S82019-01G.
Silver Lake.
Okay, so first bidder. Do we have this person on there? Galvin Brothers. Okay. So first bidder, Galvin Brothers, Inc. Surety Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount.
Joanne.
Has left the conference.
The bid amount is $2,043,110.00. Again, $2,043,110.00. Next bidder. Next bidder, DP Civil Inc., Surety Company, North American Specialty Insurance Company. Again, North American Specialty Insurance Company. The bond is for 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount, $1,951,337.00. And I'll repeat, $337.00. Our next bidder is J.R. Cruz Corp. Again, J.R. Cruz Corp. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And their bond is for 10% of their bid amount. The bid here is $1,982,914.00. To repeat, $1,982,914.00. Next bidder, J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Again, J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount here is $2,475,870.00. To repeat, $2,475,870.00. Our next bidder is Quintal Contracting Corp. Quintal Contracting Corp. Surety company is United States Fire Insurance Company. United States Fire Insurance Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid here is $2,898,988.75. To repeat, $2,898,988.75. Next bidder, Stephen Dubner Landscaping, Inc. Stephen Dubner Landscaping, Inc. Surety company is Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. Again, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. And it is 10% of the bid amount. bid amount is $2,097,325.00. $2,097,325.00. Next bidder, Woodstock Construction Corp. Ltd. Woodstock Construction Corp. Ltd. Their surety company is QBE Insurance Corporation. Again, QBE Insurance Corporation. And it is for 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount, $2,433,615.00. To repeat, $2,433,615.00.
Can you say that one more time, please?
To repeat, it was $2,433,615.00. Just give us 1 second here. We're just getting our paperwork. Apparent low bidder for contract number SA2019-01G is DP Civil Inc. Their bid amount was $1,951,337.00. I'm going to read their WIC.
Has left the conference.
Just bear with me another minute.
Has left the conference.
Okay, their WIC here is we have LEB Electric to relocate lamppost at $9,000. Sweet Hollow Landscape.
Has left the conference.
For landscape items at $95,000. And contractor's layup for surveying at $30,000. And then there's page two. Commercial
has
fence,
left the conference.
Commercial Fence Inc. for steel fence and security fence at $200,000. Atlantic Coast Dock. For it looks like steel excavation and protection at $49,000. Do All Industries for concrete curbs and sidewalks at
has left the conference.
And that concludes the bid openings for today.